Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. I just wanted to stop by today and talk to you a little bit about what's coming up, right? We're just a couple of days away from 2021, and that's going to be a big year for so many people in terms of, you know, maybe making the transition or jumping into something new that they haven't done before. And I wanted to share some thoughts on it. I mean, it's a little weird for me too, because every year on December 30th, I have a bunch of people come in the studio, all my friends come in, and we do some Facebook Lives, and we network, and we have a, you know, we could do some catching up, and then at the end of the day, we'll all go over to a nice restaurant around here and go out for dinner, and none of that is happening this year. Yeah, I could have done it with Zoom, but it's just not the same. I could do Zoom anytime, right? But this time of year, I know all my friends are around. They're not traveling. They're not out speaking anywhere. And usually it's a great opportunity to get together and just kind of catch up and see what's going on. And we always have a lot of fun. It's lots of laughs and usually go into 8-10 o'clock at night. And it's just a wonderful time. So things are different. We know things are different. And a lot of people are focused on all the bad things that have happened over the past year, 2020. And let me, you know, there's been a lot of bad things. I'm not going to tell you there haven't been. There have been a lot of bad things that have happened. Sure, businesses have been crushed. I have a friend who's a DJ, for instance, hasn't worked a day since March. Why? Because there's no weddings, there's no parties, none of the things that he was normally doing. You know, he's got, there's no point. There's no work. And so they're improvising and they're doing things on Zoom and they're doing things on Twitch and things like that. But it's just not going to replace the income that he was making before. There are a lot of people I know like this. I know people in the waitstaff industry. I know actors and actresses that have been out of work for months and months and months on end. And, you know, no income. And it's really difficult to keep your spirits up, right? When the world around you seems to be crumbling. And I want to tell you something, really, you know, like I said many times, anytime there's great change, there's always preceded by a lot of chaos. We're clearly in the chaos right now, which means there's going to be a lot of change. Now, a couple of things that are really interesting. If you've been following at all on social media, you know social media has been censoring a lot of people. And there are things you can't talk about. You can't talk about vaccines. You can't talk about politics. You can't talk about natural health. You can't. It's like the list just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And people are being censored. Their posts are being deleted, or they're getting little banners posted on them saying that this information is disputed or it's untrue and whatnot. It really leaves you wondering. It's like, what happened to this concept of free speech, right? So we know that this is happening on social media. We also know that it's happening in mainstream media. And it's causing, you know, every time there's an event like that happens, right, there's something that happens on the other side of it, and there's a change that happens, right? So where you need to be looking is not being angry at all of that. That actually probably, in many ways, will probably turn out to be a very good thing, right? We thought YouTube was a free and fair place. We thought Facebook was the panacea, and you could do anything you want on Facebook. And we're realizing that that's not true. We thought we could go on Google and get all the information, right? That was the big promise of Google. And you realize now that a lot of the information really is censored and curated, and you're getting to see what they want you to see. And it's like, well, this isn't the promise of the internet, the wide open internet, the way it used to be, or the way it was promised to us back in the early 90s when we started to really get involved with the online world, right? So it's very different now. Now it's all you know, boxed in, and you can see what you can see, and you can't see the other stuff. And it's, you know, that's a bad thing. No question, that's a bad thing. However, you want to look for where the opportunities are. So that's what I've been doing. I've been looking for where the opportunities are. There are some new upstart social media websites, which honestly feel a lot more vibrant than the old, you know, Facebook, if you will, which I've been on now for, what, 11 years or so, almost 12 years now. And you look at that and you go, it really hasn't, you know, they've changed the look and feel of it, but it really hasn't changed very much. And, you know, I'm getting tired of having to censor everything that I post and can't really speak my mind the way I'd like to on that platform. No point in continuing. Absolutely no point in continuing, right? Instagram just came out in the past week or so with new terms of service. Basically, they have access to everything that's on your phone, including your camera, and they can turn on your camera and your microphone anytime they want to. And it's just like, excuse me? So when I saw that, deleted those apps. I'm done, right? I will still use them, you know, sparingly for marketing online only on the web browser, not on the phone. I don't need Big Brother tracking me any more than is already happening here. Again, bad thing, right? And you say, okay, what's the converse, Rob? Where's the good thing? Well, the good thing is there are new social media networks. Instagram is not hard to knock off, by the way. Instagram is only Instagram because of the user base. Once the user base goes away, the technology is really is nothing, right? You know, a nice team of programmers could probably whip up something that looks very similar in just a couple of weeks and get it going. So the technology is not that unique that it's so different. And what we're seeing is exactly that. We're starting to see new social networks come up. There's one called CloudHub that I'm on now. I'm spending a little bit more time there. And I really like the interface. I like the way they curate content. It's very different than what Facebook does. But you know, again, it's the same look and feel. There's a feed and there's news and there's stories. You can comment on them. You can like them. You can whatever. It's the same basic idea because there's nothing new under the sun about social media anymore, right? So these are starting to pop up and they're becoming a lot of fun. So what I'd like you to really pay attention to as we go forward here is look for where the opportunities are, right? When the old stuff gets problematic and it becomes too powerful, it ultimately collapses. It implodes onto itself. We see this time and time again with network marketing companies, right? They go and they explode. And then what happens? They get to a certain point and they don't grow anymore and they basically implode and within a year or two, they're gone. Then you go, well, how could that possibly be? They had such momentum. Facebook has such momentum too, but it's imploding now. It's starting to fall apart. There are a lot of people who are off that platform and have given up. Instagram's going to be the same thing. YouTube's the same thing. Hey, you don't need YouTube to post your videos. You have so many other places you can post them. I'll post them on YouTube. I get a couple of views there, no problem. But that's not where I'm going to put my energy when it comes to marketing, right? I'm going to be looking for places that aren't censoring and are allowing the internet to be the free and open place that it was always promised to be, where you can speak your mind, speak your opinion, and not have fear of being censored or removed. So I want you to keep thinking about where the opportunities are, because these new social media networks that are popping up, my gosh, if you get in now, and I encourage you to just sign up for all of them. I don't know which one's going to pop, and it really doesn't matter if you're on all of them. You've got your username, your correct username there, and you've got a presence, and you can start building. Build on the one that feels best for you. You know, they're all going to attract a lot of users over the time being, because people are leaving, you know, the old guard as far as social media goes. Now, mainstream media, same thing. The numbers are way, way, way off because people are recognizing that the narrative that you're being sold is the same on every station. Doesn't matter which mainstream channel you go to, they're speaking the same thing. They're giving you the same story. Now, I often ask people, how do you know that what you're getting in the media is, you know, a fresh opinion? And a lot of people will say they don't know. And the truth is, you don't know, right? So I ask this, I share this story with people. I'll share it with you here because I think it's valuable. If you had 10 people who witnessed a car crash, for instance, right? Let's suppose there's an accident, not a bad accident, just an accident. And you go to 10 people, you interview them, you say, what happened? Do you get the exact same story from all 10 people or do you not? Well, clearly you don't, right? You know each one is going to bring their own viewpoint and they're going to blame this one and they're going to blame that one and this happened because of this and this, and they won't remember it exactly the same way and so on and so forth. So that's kind of normal, right? That's what we would expect. So if you go into the media and you look at whatever the story of the day is and you look at any of the mainstream media, why are they reporting it exactly the same way? Huh. Wait a minute, that's not the way it is. Yeah, independent journalists, independent thinkers, everyone would report a different angle on that story, but yet it's always the same now. So that's where you know you're no longer getting, quote unquote, the facts, the truth, whatever. You're getting a massage version of the truth, or what we like to call a narrative. And so what that has spawned is spawned a whole new generation of alternate media. Right, we have alternate social media, and we also have alternate media. And again, there's a lot of opportunity here. You go on something like Rumble.com, and you set up your channel there, and you could start posting your videos there instead. And the audience there is very vibrant. They're really excited about it because it's new. Remember, social media networks and all networks like that will grow the fastest when they're new, when people are just discovering them and getting onto them. And that's where your opportunity lies, right? So you look at the old guard in Facebook and everything sort of, you know, it's already there. It's very mature. there's really not a lot of innovation anymore. It just goes and chugs along, and it gets boring after a while, honestly. So you go on to something new, and now you're meeting new people. I'm making different friends, new groups of friends on the new social networks. And it's kind of fun to get different viewpoints and really be able to have a robust discussion without fear of, you know, being attacked and being shut down and censored and stuff like that. Twitter is a cesspool, right? I was on Twitter today. I was looking at just my feed to see what's going on there. It's an absolute cesspool. There's no reason for you to be on Twitter anymore. No reason for me to be on Twitter. Occasionally, I'll automatically have posts there, but I'm not going to go spend any time on Twitter. No way. Done with that. Instagram, the same thing. Done with that. Automatic posts, that's it, but I'm not spending time. And Facebook is rapidly becoming that for me. I'm spending a lot less time than I have been on Facebook. I'm getting away from it. But these other social networks, now they're exciting. Now I'm motivated again to go, let's go do this. Let me post this. Let me create this. Let me create new content. And I'm having a lot of fun. This is where the opportunity is as we go forward. Now, I'm sharing this background with you so that you can really think about where the opportunity is as we move forward here. The opportunity is because the old guard, being mature, is now going to fall by the wayside. New stuff's going to come up. Now, you've had the experience of Facebook. You've had the experience of building your network and your friends' network and all of that there. You already know how to do it, right? When Facebook came along, this was new. We didn't know. Now we know. So now you can jump onto a new social media network. You can get to work really quickly. There's opportunity in that. You're going to meet new people. You're going to make new friends. Your network will completely change you because not everyone who's on Facebook is going to follow you wherever you go. A lot of people are just going to stay on Facebook. That's fine. That's where they want to be. That's great. I'm making new friends. I'm making new networks now, creating new inroads. And it's very vibrant. It's very exciting. And it's really causing me to spend more time there. Also, with the alternate media, the same thing. A lot of opportunity. You want to get a press release out. You want to get the media talking about you. You want to buy advertising on some of these. It's so cheap right now. Why? Because they're new. They don't have 100 million viewers. They have a couple of 100,000 viewers. That means the ad prices are affordable. So if you're a business owner, again, tons of opportunity to find new audiences to get your ads in front of. Very different. Now, again, advertise on Facebook. Nope, done with that. For me anyway, I'm done with it. So I'm going to be giving my money now to other networks. I found other social media networks that I can advertise on. And a lot cheaper, by the way, because it's new. Again, price is always low. When it matures, it gets too high. We know that from Google Ads, right? They went crazy high to the point where most of us in the marketing industry gave up on them. So they're very big companies are advertising. The rest of us, no, not really. It got too expensive. But when Google first came out, you could buy clicks for 2 cents, 3 cents, 5 cents. That's just not the case anymore. Now we're talking dollars, right? Very different game. But now these new networks are coming out, and guess what? We're back to the pennies again. And I'm like, so excited because, like, man, money's really going to go far here in terms of reach, in terms of getting in front of enough people. It's going to be a little bit slower because the audiences aren't yet that big, but they'll get there. And for right now, maybe you only need a few hundred clicks to make your business roll. So I'm excited because I'm starting to see all these opportunities bubbling up. I'm spending a lot of time being focused there. And I'm going to be doing more videos as we go forward in 2021 because I'm attracting a new audience. A new audience wants a new message. And I'm kind of changing my messaging a little bit to adapting to what's out there. The old way of doing things, pretty much gone. I know a lot of people have been hoping that things are going to go back to what they consider to be normal. We're too far from that now. Too much has happened between March and now December for things to be normal again. It's going to be a different kind of normal. I hesitate to say new normal, but it's going to be a different normal, right? It's going to be very different than it was in the past. Some industries won't come back. I was driving down today, down the street here by my office, and looking at the number of restaurants that are closed and not coming back. I'm looking at GNC, for instance, was one of the stores I saw this morning, completely empty. They even went so far as to take the sign off the building. I mean, completely, just gone. They're out of business completely. And you're looking at companies leaving California. You're looking at that change. There's a lot of jobs that will be lost and jobs that will be created in other areas. And you got to look at all of these things and take it all in and say, okay, where are the opportunities in here? Because anytime there's this much shift, it creates a lot of opportunity for those of us who are willing to look for it. So I have an entrepreneurial mindset, always have. Entrepreneur is a French word, and really translated directly into English means undertaker. And it is somebody who's always undertaking new projects. And really what we need to be is we need to be motivated constantly. So you look at what's going on out there. You look at it and you assess it and you look for the opportunities. Where are the golden threads that are there? Because they're there. There are a lot of people becoming very wealthy right now, and there are a lot of people who are going bankrupt right now as well. You want to be the one on the wealthy side? Then you've got to open your eyes and you've got to start looking for the opportunities. Everything's shifting right now. Where are the opportunities? That means you have time now during this holiday break. Get on and start setting up accounts on the new social media networks that are popping up and go look and see how they work and see what the feeling is and see what works for you, what's exciting for you. I don't know yet which ones are going to be the top ones. I don't know which ones are going to fail and fizzle out. So I'm just getting accounts on as many new ones as I can because you never know and you want to be there when things start to pop. And it'll be pretty evident. I think within the next 6 months or so, it'll be pretty evident to see which social media networks are really popping and which ones, yeah, not so much, not worth giving any effort or time to. So I just want to give you that little bit of incentive, if you will, to get out there and start looking for these things. The opportunities are there. There is a way to make a lot of money come 2021. There's a lot of ways to build your business. Your business is not going to be built the same way it was in the past year or in the years prior to that. The market has shifted. Now the question is, okay, how do I take advantage of those shifts rather than being flummoxed by them, which I know a lot of people are right now. So I've been helping my clients figure this out. I've been helping them walk through it. And we've been looking and I've been paying very close attention to what's going on because that's what my clients hire me to do, to be on top of things and to kind of give them the path forward. And I've been doing that and giving them the viewpoints I have and the things that I'm seeing. And, you know, they're starting to pick up some momentum again, which is really, really, really pleasing to see because 2021 ain't going to be a lot easier than 2020 if you're looking at only the bad stuff. You got to look for the new opportunities. That's how you're going to win. Okay, I'm going to come back with another video in another couple of days, so stay tuned for it. And if you like this one, please share it with your friends and followers, and look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks for watching.